by faith we see the hand of God.
Good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Hey, I'm Clint Davis, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We missed yesterday. I apologize for that. We're back on it today as we get reading with the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1 in the New Testament, Paul's epistle letters, or Paul's epistles that come from prison. We've read Ephesians, then we've read Philippians, and now we're into Colossians. The reason we're reading these is because we finished the book of Acts, and Paul was imprisoned in Rome. And so let's jump into what he said while he was in prison. Colossians chapter 1 is a book that he wrote, or Colossians is a book that he wrote to the church in Colossae. We'll pick it up in chapter 1 and go from there. Here we go, verse 1 of Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Now, Paul writes to another group of Christians for whom he has great affection. He loves them, but it's important to note that when Paul says he loves a group of people, it's not just that he has affection, he has feelings, he likes them, but he has decided that he is going to love them, to advance them, to build them up in the Lord. Love in the Bible is a decision of the will. It results in action. And so Paul is giving action in writing this letter and encouraging them and building them up because he's decided to do that. Not because he necessarily feels like it, not because he feels great about it, but because he has decided that that is what he's going to do. He's going to build them up in the Lord. Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ by the will of God. He is an apostle as a result of God's will. God chose Paul. God chose Timothy. God chose you if you're a Christian. And we are chosen by God, not in the apostle in the sense that Paul is an apostle, but apostle in the sense that we're all sent. We are sent. Literally, that word means one who is sent. Now, we're not sent after a specific interaction with the risen Savior as Peter and James and John and Matthew and the rest of the disciples were, and the Apostle Paul was after he had that miraculous conversion on Damascus Road. But we're all sent. And so Paul is saying, I am sent of Christ Jesus by the will of God. Timothy, along with me, sends this letter to God's holy people. In another version of the Bible, it would say saints, those who are set aside for the purposes of God, the faithful brothers and sisters. Paul has a great deal of respect for these believers, and their faithfulness to God is shown in the way they live their lives, and we'll see that in just a moment. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, he says. I'm going to give you grace and peace, a typical greeting from the Apostle Paul. Then he says, verse 3, we thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Paul prays for the church in Colossae, and when he does, he always gives thanks to God. Now, here's why. Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people. Because you have faith in Christ Jesus, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ with your lives, and you have love for all God's people. Isn't that a wonderful testimony of what a Christian ought to be? We ought to be people. You ought to be a person. I ought to be a person who has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, trust him with my life. In fact, you can't be a Christian unless you trust the Lord Jesus Christ implicitly and leave your old life and follow after him. Live your life on the foundation of believing in Christ, the object of your faith. But you also can't be a Christian without having love for God's people, because naturally our love for God is going to impact our love for one another. And so Paul says, I love you. That's where the faithfulness of the brothers and sisters in verse 2, which I said we'll see in a moment. Now we see it. They're faithful, and that's been demonstrated. Their faithfulness is demonstrated in their faith in Christ Jesus and their love for all the saints. He says that faith and that love spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven about which you have already heard in the true message of Christ. You have hope and love stored up in heaven, and your faith and love from other people spring from that. Friends, I want to encourage you with that. That's the last thing I'm going to say today, is that you and I have a wonderful hope. We have the same hope the Colossians had. That hope is in Christ Jesus, and it is stored up for us in heaven, and we have heard about it in the same gospel message that they heard about it. We trusted the same Christ, and we have that hope, and therefore our faith in him grows, and our love of him and love for other people and love for him grows more and more and springs from the reality of the fact that we will live forever with him. You can't be too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. You can't be heavenly minded enough to be earthly good, because you are always thinking about where you're going and the stored riches of God's grace and mercy that are there for you in heaven that you're going to experience in full one day as you live forever with him, and that motivates you to live your life righteously on this earth. Hey guys, I hope you have a great day. I hope you're challenged by that. I hope you're living faithfully with your love for Christ and love for other people, and also storing up the hope, or resting in the hope that Christ Jesus has given to you. Have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you, tomorrow.